Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon says it plans to more than double its same-day grocery delivery service to over 2,300 U.S. locations by the end of the year. The move is an attempt to boost growth in one of the few retail arenas it doesn't dominate. Amazon is the largest e-commerce company, but its grocery business hasn't grown as fast as some rivals. The company said it generated more than $100 billion in gross sales of groceries and household essentials in 2024, not including sales from Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing the owner of Zelle for allegedly failing to protect its users from fraud. The lawsuit revives claims the Trump administration had abandoned as part of its move to dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The CFPB filed a similar lawsuit against the payments platform and three of its bank owners at the end of the Biden administration. That lawsuit and other actions by the Bureau have been rolled back since Trump took office. The lawsuit filed by the New York AG's office said Zelle owner Early Warning Services failed to include critical safety features when it launched the payments platform in 2017, allowing scammers to steal more than $1 billion from users. An Early Warning Services spokesman called the lawsuit a, quote, political stunt. Finally, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has responded to criticisms of the company's latest artificial intelligence model, GPT-5. OpenAI rolled out GPT-5 last week, but users were less than impressed, flooding social media with examples of how the chatbot failed to answer simple math questions or accurately draw a map of North America. Others have criticized its colder tone. Altman yesterday promised to imbue GPT-5 with a warmer personality and restored a popular older model. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes for today. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.